boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
My boyfriend neighbor man totally played me last night. He used what I love to say and threw it right back at my face. And I hate when people
do that. So you're a hypocrite.
Exactly. So it's 7 o'clock, show ends, right? And I always love to call him right when the show ends.
Mm-hmm.
He's at work and I'm always like, what you doing? And he's like, working. And I'm like, well, you should stop.
Right.
And I'll just like ask him things. And he's like, okay, I got to go. Like, I have a job to do. But yeah. I just love to annoy
There's
him.
There's a mortgage to be paid.
Uh-huh. And so I call him at 7 o'clock. And I was like, hey, how's it going? I really want to talk about my day. And he goes, how about we do it tonight at home where I can give you my undivided attention? I was like, dang it. I always say that to him. Because if he's on his phone, like scrolling and I'm trying to tell him a story, he'll be like, I'll always say, I need your undivided attention here. Mm-hmm. Focus, you know? So he just threw it back in my face. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'll see you tonight. And I'll tell you everything.
I have the opposite problem that, like, if I'm having a weird day or whatever, and I text my boyfriend, Curly, and I'm like, oh, today's, like, crazy. He wants to know immediately. And I'm like,
really?
I want to give you the full lore in person.
Can I borrow him?
Yeah, maybe. Next time you have a crazy day.
You should be dating neighbor man. He doesn't want to know until he gets home. That feels like that's kind of your vibe. And
I don't want to type it all out. I don't have the time.
I do!
Okay, well, this is now wife swap.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Are you in the mood to mess with your partner?
Every day.
Annoy them, maybe. Poke the bear, if you will. Those are my favorite types of TikToks. People being like, oh, go home and ask your man this and see how he reacts. The most recent one that I've been seeing is girls like sitting on the couch being like, oh, can you imagine if you were athletic?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine like if you were like super like good at sports and athletic? And it never fails that every single video, the guy gets so mad. They're always like, sorry, what? Huh? Like, you know that I like went to the state championship in high school for basketball. And then they like will go on to try to prove that they are in fact athletic. Unfortunately, I watched this next to my boyfriend Curly.
So you can't do it?
Last night, and he just like rolled his eyes. But I wish I could have gotten his full
reaction.
I'll
do it tonight. I don't think he's going to react in the way we would want, though.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he did baseball and something else in school. You know, they always tell you the story, but you half listen.
But he goes to the gym.
But he does go to the gym. That's the only thing I think he would say is, like, I'd be like, oh, can you imagine if you're athletic? I think he'd be like, do you not see me in the gym? Or he's going to bring out the guns.
Oh, yeah.
Because he just loves to do that. I catch him in the mirror all the time looking at his arms like, oh, yeah.
He's going to stand up and rip
yeah,
the top off.
That's what
off.
He's going to. Yeah.
Report yes. back.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I really saw my life flash before my eyes today, and I thought it was going to be at the hands of one of our coworkers, Engineer Kevin.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who I would say we're good friends with.
Yeah, we talk about him on the show quite often.
We work with him a lot. He helps us with many things because we are stupid.
I literally said to him today, I'm like, I feel like we have a brother and sister relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was shocked today. I was walking into the building. I had my hands full of like my bags and my lunch and my coffee. And as I walked in, I noticed the back hallway was askew. There was clearly some work being done.
Sorry, I had him do the work.
I figured it was either you or him.
I put him to work.
But I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go straight to my office. Nobody's out here. I can't ask what's going on. And I round the corner, and Kevin, we almost collided. The man had like a saw in his hand. It looked like a turkey carving knife, and it about plunged right into me, I swear to you. And I said,
did he not hold it up?
I mean, he was holding it probably the correct, safely way. But I was like, whoa! That was it. That was you. We were about to take me out. He said, oh, I'll follow you into your office and shut the lights off.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
I was like, whoa. Okay, maybe I need to, I definitely need to pay attention more. But we need some, like, of those parking garage mirrors in this place.
Yeah,
so
we
you
do.
Can see people around in the corners.
With knives.
Because people are carrying around turkey knives.
I really want to know when I'm going to die.
Okay, well, this is dark.
I know. But here's the thing. I have never in my life gotten a reading done.
A psychic reading?
Yes. And I got stuck on TikTok watching a girl. Not stuck, because like, I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a girl talk about how she went and saw a psychic a couple years ago and has predicted a lot of things that have actually happened in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently at the end of it, she got to ask. Well, they offered it to her if she wanted to know when she was going to die. She said that it's going to be 83. I want to know.
I thought they weren't supposed to do that.
Are they not?
I thought not.
Why?
I feel like you don't do that.
Well, what if I want to know?
Okay, I went to a psychic. It's been a couple years.
Did they tell you? When are you getting the boot?
I feel fairly certain she said, I don't do things like that. Like, I'm not going to tell you when you're going to die because
Right. Then I just want to know, like, what's going to happen with my life? Am I going to become a millionaire? Am I with my soul?
No.
Wait, the millionaire part?
Yeah, probably.
Well, the girl that I was watching on TikTok, the psychic told her, hey, the guy that you're with, you're going to have a kid together, and that's it. He's not your soulmate. You're going to eventually find your soulmate. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you'll eventually find your soulmate. Turns out, that guy that she was with, they're no longer together. So she's on the hunt to find her soulmate right now because that's what the psychic told her. I want to know if I'm with my soulmate. I want to know if I'm doing the right things. And then also the psychic told her, like, hey, I see something wrong with your blood. And then she ended up becoming type 1 diabetic.
What?
I need to know all these things. Oh, I have too much anxiety to not know.
Well, I think it would rule your life and change the way you're living. I can't even remember a lot of what was told to me.
I need you to tell me.
What I remember specifically was that I was really nervous to go because I don't know. You're like, am I going to figure out when I die? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's scary. I didn't like that. And I remember I sat down and she's like used tarot cards and she immediately goes, oh, is there a chance that you're pregnant? And I go, oh, ma'am, no. She goes, oh, you have a lot of like energy, my anxiety, in like the pit of your stomach. So I was so nervous. She thought I was expecting.
Did you just go that whole, like, next 2 weeks, like, freaking out?
Oh, I got in the car because my mom took me and she goes, what?
Walgreens, here we go.
Honestly.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Everybody's got that nosy coworker that is like, oh, who's walking by? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Who's over by the printer? That's me and Destiny, except with anybody that leaves or enters the property here at the radio station. Because we have this window behind us. And I feel like because we keep it so dark in here, any sort of movement in the window, you're like, who's that? What's that? Who's that? And just before this, you got really excited because there was a van. Unfortunately, they did not pull in. It was a grass carpet van. I think that's what it said.
What?
Grass carpet.
No, I know what that is.
Like carpet made out of grass?
I know what that is. How many times can I say, I know what that is?
Have you ever heard of grass carpet?
I know what grass carpet is. It's carpet that looks like grass.
That's grass? It's not real grass.
Did they just invent that?
Is it real grass?
Well,
is it turf?
I don't know.
Why can't they just say turf?
I got some grass carpet at home.
Where?
It's a little square. It's very small. But it's in the bathroom in case our little dog can't make it.
Call it what it is. It's a pee pad.
But it looks like grass.
Act like it's something bougier than it is.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight, we're going to see some more of that fog. It's smoke with a low around 53. More patchy smog. What is with me? Smoke. Tomorrow with a high near 78 and sunny. Saturday, sunny, high near 77.
Sound it out.
Let me spell it. S-M-O-K-E. Smoke. We're checking our DMs.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot that I'm supposed to talk into this.
I was like, I can't hear you, but I can hear you. What happened?
I was just talking to my friend.
Because if you are trusting your convertible lid being down,
lids down.
In a late afternoon with a high near 90. And then Friday, it's going to clear off. Let me just start again. I cannot talk today.
Where are we right now?
Friday, it's going to cool off a bit. High near 88 and partly sunny. I did not have enough caffeine today.
Amen, sister.
So what do you want to do?
I'm honestly leaning towards National Tattoo Day.
You are?
I feel like that could be an interesting trivia question. One. What did you want me to say?
Oh, I didn't care.
You didn't feed me the right answer.
She was.
Believe it or not, we are not scripted on this show. was that what I was supposed to say that?
I like tattoo. Redo. Turn the microphones on. Turn Olivia Rodrigo back on. That's not what you were supposed to
Sorry.
Say. I'm really hard. I'm really hard.
Gotta go, everybody.
What did I just say?
I don't know.
I think it is time to go. I was going to tell you what I was going to say, but I don't think I should say it.
It doesn't matter. We have to go. Goodbye and good night, everybody.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
Last week, I was an absolute doofus in the gym. Mm. I was doing leg day. I was on a machine. And I got done with all my reps. So, you know, the nice thing you're supposed to do is clean the machine. In right. my gym, we got spray and then some
towels.
Paper towels. Is that what you got?
You have paper towels?
Y'all got real towels?
Yeah, we have like microfiber. It's bougie. Wow.
You must pay more than me in the gym.
I might.
Anyways, and that's what, so I was cleaning. However, I was half awake when I was doing leg day. I went back to what I thought was my machine. Mm. It was the next one over. And I started cleaning it. And this guy was looking at me weird. And I was like, oh, that's why you're looking at me weird. I'm cleaning your machine. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in my gym, what we like to do is you do your reps, you do like a rep or whatever, and then in your set or whatever, and then you go for a lap. And then you come back to your machine, do your reps, go for a lap, and come back. And that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was my machine. He just was away from it. I have an update on this guy. I don't feel bad about cleaning his machine. Not one freaking bit.
Because he doesn't do it?
No, he's a nasty. He is a nasty. I cannot stand that. I can't stand people not cleaning themselves after the gym. The machine. You know what I'm talking about. God, it drives me nuts.
Okay, so you must have seen him again, clearly.
Yeah, he was there today.
He might have thought that you're his maid now.
Well, that would be a problem because I am not cleaning up
after him. He's like, oh, there's that one again. But like, yeah. She's just going to clean up after me anyways.
Taylor, do you know how many people in my gym are not cleaning up after themselves? I was watching yesterday. He was not there. It was like two other dudes, and they did not clean up after themselves. And so now, you know what I'm doing? I'm cleaning the machine before I get on it and then cleaning it after. I am, in fact, the maid.
I think that, you know, when we talk about having nicknames for people because you don't know their real name, you're the maid at the gym. You said something earlier that made me realize maybe I'm going to the gym wrong. And that's that people at your gym in between reps walk around.
Oh, yeah.
Like so, take a lap.
Yeah, absolutely. So like today I did chest and triceps. And so I'll be on like a machine. I'll do around 10 to 12 like pushes. I don't know what you want to call it. Right. And then that rep is that
set
is over. And then I'll go for a lap. What I do is I do the first set. One lap, second set, I give myself two laps to kind of recover a little bit more. And then the third one, obviously now I got to clean the machine. So that takes a little bit. But that's what I do. But a lot of people do that at my gym, walking around.
Maybe I'm not paying attention enough. I don't think people at my gym do that.
Really?
I definitely don't do that because I don't know what to do in between things.
I will tell you at the other gym, the other two gyms I were at before, nobody did that. It's just this gym. I don't know what it is. Maybe one person started and now we're all doing it. Honestly, that's why I started it.
See, I kind
but
of
you
wish
should.
They did because most of the time, like I have gotten into machines a little bit with my boyfriend Curly. And when I see anybody else, they just sit on their phone on the machine. I'm like, okay, well, we don't do that because we switch off on the machine. So that's not as awkward. But when I'm up on the turf standing in my corner, as I like to do, that's my comfortable space. I just stare at the wall and people probably think
Taylor.
That I'm a freak. But because I'm like, what am I supposed to do up here?
At least be on your phone. Oh my God.
Well,
that's
I'll do that. I'll like change the song or drink some water. But then sometimes I just am like staring at the wall and I'm like,
no.
I don't know what
to
do.
Is there anywhere you could go for a walk around
where I could. I could walk around the turf section, but I'm scared that people will think that I'm being creepy.
No. I think once you start, I'm telling you, I think somebody started a trend at my gym, my newest gym, because it was not a thing at the other two gyms. Mm. So you have to be a trendsetter and you got to start it.
I don't want people to look at me.
That nobody looks at me. I think you could wear sunglasses. Remember when I used to wear sunglasses to the gym?
No.
Nobody will see you.
Bad advice.
Dog peed on me last night.
Well, that's terrible.
It's my fault, too. So our little dog, Zaw, he's one of those dogs that when you come home from work, loses his freaking mind. Mm-hmm. All right. And if anyone outside the house would think that, like, he's getting murdered or something.
Oh,
like,
he's so excited.
He is so freaking excited. Okay. And I always go to him first and give him all my love and attention. But I had to go to the bathroom so bad that I knew if I did, I'd pee my own self.
Mm.
So I went upstairs. I went to the bathroom. And, of course, he's like, what? How dare you? And then lost it even more. Like, I thought, I didn't know that was possible, but he did. So I finally get him out of the kennel. And I was like, oh, I'm going to give him love. So I picked him up. He just peed all over me.
Oh, my God.
I should know better. Like, those little guys can't hold it in very well. And he was too excited. It was just everywhere.
I mean, I hope you learned your lesson. It's unfortunate he can't get payback on you.
What do you mean?
Like, when you come in and you got to go so bad that he should get to pick you up and squeeze you the way you did to him.
And then I'm going to pee myself.
Exactly.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I often scroll on TikTok and go, wow, you really chose to share that with the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy it. As an introvert myself, I love to watch other people oversharing on the internet. And there's a girl who is getting some attention for the amount of ketchup she eats. She said, I'm going to share a PowerPoint with you all of everything I eat with ketchup, except it gets progressively worse. She started at a new job in an office, and her coworkers are the ones actually who said, like,
you're weird.
You put ketchup on weird stuff and your consumption is slightly out of control.
What's the weirdest thing you do? I probably do eggs once in a blue moon.
Ew. Okay.
Well, I said once in a blue moon.
Hot take. I don't really love ketchup. Like, I like it on a hot dog.
At least you like ranch.
I do weirder stuff with ranch.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, I'll go back to her. So, she lists out a bunch of different things she eats with ketchup. Pizza.
Fine.
Meatball
sandwiches.
I wouldn't either. Meatball sandwiches, seafood, tuna, salmon.
Oh, whoa. What do you mean by seafood? Like, she's dipping her shrimp in ketchup?
Yes, exactly.
That's disgusting.
It's basically like cocktail sauce, to be honest with you. Like, that I don't think is that weird.
Okay, but salmon, then a tuna salad?
No.
Or sandwich or whatever?
No.
That's mayo.
She puts it on pasta. That's weird.
I mean, it's almost like marinara.
But then,
or spaghetti sauce or whatever.
I don't know. I don't get it. Potato salad.
How dare you disgrace potato salad like that?
Yeah, it's gross. But for myself, like I said, ketchup, not really my thing. If I got called out for, like, misusing a condiment, it would be ranch probably because I will eat it on everything. Steak. Like, I don't actively do that, but I did growing up. I would, again, if people didn't judge me the way that you are judging me right now.
Because how dare you disgrace steak with ranch?
It's delicious.
Please don't tell me you do that to a medium rare.
I'm not above it.
I got in trouble last night.
Why?
You know how I told you the story about how my boyfriend, neighbor man, the reason
lost
I
lost his ID?
Yes. I forgot.
Like, whoa now.
I forgot we were talking about that. Sorry.
Lost in the mail, lost in the sauce. It's
yes,
the
okay, that's where we're at. Yes, absolutely. So he lost his ID and
not really his fault though. He didn't lose it. The mail lost
it. Yeah. So the backstory is he went to my hometown, Vinton, and went to the Benton courthouse to get a new driver's license because it's faster to do it in a smaller town.
Right.
When everyone's trying to get real IDs, which he wasn't. He just needs a new ID.
Yeah.
He waited. A month later, I finally get my ID updated, and I get mine in like a week or two. And he still does not have his driver's license at this point.
Which, Like, does he have the paper one, or like, what do we, what kind of laws are we breaking right now?
He does have the paper one. Okay. Yeah. That's so good. At least has that, but I don't think those are lasting very long.
I feel like you get 30 days with that and then it starts to become an issue.
100%. So then he called the courthouse in my hometown and then he went there to try to pick up his ID. Cause he's like, maybe it's back there for them to tell him it's not here. And maybe it's in Cedar Rapids at the DMV. So he calls yesterday to find out if it's at the DMV. And they said yes.
By God, it is?
It's at the DMV. But now I asked him if he went and picked it up today. I've heard nothing. So I don't know if he really got his driver's license. But it's supposed to be at the DMV.
Okay. I guess I'm going to believe it when I see it, though.
I know at this point it doesn't even... at this point, get a new ID.
Yeah.
But they are stupid expensive.
Really?
They're like $20. And I'm like, this is stupid for a piece of plastic. I hate it.
I mean, it sounds like it's been a horrible experience, but he can't get his hands on it.
Well, let's hope he gets it this time.
We shall see.
Does anybody really know what their significant other does for a job? I mean, let's be serious. I mean, you might be able to somewhat describe it, but do you know their title?
No.
See?
I don't.
I know you work at blah, 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 and I think you do something, but I could never say the title, right? Well, I got myself in a little bit of trouble because yesterday I was telling you a story about how the reason I was off on Monday is that we had a family emergency.
Right.
And that family emergency was that somebody had fallen and then we needed to go take care of it. We got there before the ambulance did. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend, neighbor man, was doing tests on the family member to see, like, how are they? Are they okay? Is it a stroke? Like, from what he could kind of tell.
Yeah.
And these are all things he learned when he went to school to be an EMT because he's trying to be a firefighter and he had to have EMT training for that. Yesterday, I kept saying he went to school to be a paramedic and I was like, it's the same thing, dude. He's like, no, it's not. The schooling is completely different. I believe, because I was half listening, paramedics have more schooling than EMT, if I'm correct. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's what I would guess.
Yeah, and he's like, they do. I'm like, do they do the same thing? Would the paramedic done the exact same test that you did? And he goes, well, yeah. I said, we're both on scene. Yeah. And I said, well, then I'm not wrong. You're basically the same thing.
Oh.
And he got so mad at me. He's like, I'm not. I only have training in an EMT. And I was like, I don't. It's the same thing to me. Okay. You're a hero is what I'm
hearing. Oh, my hero.
That's what I'm like. You're a hero. What else do you want me to say? Am I supposed to really know the difference? I mean, come on. Does that make me a bad person? I didn't. I mean, in real life, I should know the difference. Yes. But from my boyfriend's job, pfft, no.
No, because you know what?
What?
I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Because you don't know?
I have no idea.
Oh, wait. Do you know the difference between EMT and paramedics? Or is it just no?
Dude, same.
I just know they're going to be there and they're going
to
save me.
I had
right?
to Google what EMT stands for.
Emergency management?
Nope.
Emergency?
Medical.
Treatment.
Training?
Oh,
trainer? Trained? Oh my God, I Googled it and I still
don't
even
know.
Oh my
God, we need to go to school to be one. No. Actually.
I don't think I ever went to school at all.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Because it is National Underwear Day. And that's the only underwear song we got around here. The thong song.
Correct.
So tonight's trivia question. Underwear are the second most common thing left behind in hotel rooms. What is the first thing?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
In honor of National Underwear Day, underwear are the second most common thing left behind in hotel rooms. What is the first?
Who's leaving their undies behind?
I don't...
Where they left?
Oh, that's a question. We need somebody from a hotel to call us. Where are they leaving them?
Where's the weirdest place you found underwear in a hotel?
Oh, my God. If you work for a hotel, call us.
I gotta know. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Well, it's National Underwear Day today, and so we're celebrating that with tonight's trivia question. Shockingly enough, I can find an underwear trivia question.
Well, don't act like it was hard for you.
It wasn't.
Loves talking about underwear.
I do. Tonight's question in honor of National Underwear Day. Underwear, the second most common thing left behind in hotel rooms. What is the first?
You still have time to text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 6646 said socks.
Nice.
I could see that because, you know, you always ball them up and then they end up under the couch or something.
You know what I do?
What's that?
And I'm so shocked I haven't left a sock at a hotel room is that I'll start with socks on when I go to bed. And then
you kick them off.
Pick them off. Mm-hmm. And then they're always hidden underneath the blankets. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the hotel, it's like blankets. And then you got
the sheets and then the other sheets and then the third pair of sheets.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's hidden in there somewhere. That's where mine would be.
Maybe you haven't. You didn't even realize it yet.
Neighbor man. Well, hello. He didn't text. But his niece did. And she said hairbrush.
I could see that. I would be devastated.
I would be too.
Leaving a hairbrush?
Well, mostly I would be embarrassed.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Because I'm that nasty person. Sorry. And maybe you do too. So then we'll be gonna be nasty together. I leave all my hair in that hairbrush until it's like building another creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a living organism.
Yeah. You know what? Don't even look at my hairbrush right now. It's disgusting. I am a disgusting human. And I love that.
I do love that about myself.
I just love
it's a part of me. You know, I don't have kids. I do have a hairbrush child. I do. Yeah, I do. 74.
Yep, our name is Tracy.
Yeah, it is. 74-76 said toiletries.
Is that like those?
Oh, yeah. Like, I do believe in things in the shower.
Although, you know what? Hotels, I got a bone to pick. Why are you switching everything, making it less stealable? Now,
what do you mean?
Oh, they used to give you that little
locked up like Walmart.
Oh my God, sort of. They used to give you the little like containers of soap and conditioner and all that fun jazz. Now they have a communal one, like it's hanging on the wall,
like a soap dispenser.
Uh huh.
It's so BS.
What a disgrace.
Yeah,
I should just bring it to
bring back theft. Okay, it's what I stand for.
Yes, we need to be hotel managers and we're going to let people steal from us.
As we should.
Come steal from our hotel. $69.
And bring your hairbrush, baby.
With that little creature inside. Tonight's question, underwear are the second most common thing left behind in a hotel room. What is the first?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029 and we'll have the answer for you. After Miles Smith, nice to meet you.
Okay, but do you have a creature in yours too?
I just picked mine out the other day, so it's very—it's a fetus right now.
So it's no longer with us.
No, life has restarted. It's a fetus. It's a baby
hairbrush creature.
It's in the garbage. Probably still. So
pull it out.
I can pull her out. Probably.
We're gonna put it.
Should we have a bring your hairbrush baby to work day?
Yes. And then we'll open a museum along next to our hotel.
This is genius. We're going to be rich.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Now tonight's trivia question. That was a really great timing.
Quite the transition.
Read the room. Tonight's trivia question in honor of National Underwear Day. The question is, underwear are the second most common thing left in hotel rooms. What is the first?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Unfortunately, not our hairbrush monsters, but instead, phone chargers.
That makes sense. Although I feel like because I know that they're so commonly forgotten, I'm like absolutely psychotic about checking and double checking and triple checking. Oh my God, does everybody have their charger? Do you have your box? Do you have your cord? Do you have your charger? Do I have my charger? That I'll never forget it.
I don't ever want to go on vacation with you and stay at a hotel. That was stressful.
That's fine. I heard that you have an animal in your hairbrush, so I don't want to go on vacation with you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.